come here. I want to talk to you. G led me away from the dinner table and into the bedroom. We had just returned from visiting my folks in Seattle, and were settling back into our real lives.
Baby did a bad, bad thing. 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 You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break into?
In retrospect, I can see how this was a terrible moment for her, heavy with knowledge, leading me into the void. There's always something a little nerve-wracking about being told that somebody wants to talk to you. If they just want to talk to you, then they'll start talking. But to make a point and a date of it, pretend something more serious.
Maybe it's a bad, bad thing. Maybe it's a bad, bad thing.
I feel like crying. Feel like crying. You ever toss and turn your line awake and thinking about the one you love?
We lay down on the bed. Me on the right, as always, and I looked up at the giant blue ocean collage her class had made, which hung on the ceiling, and wondered why the air felt so thick. She took a deep breath and told me that when we were in Seattle, she had lied about using birth control, and that there was now a chance she was pregnant. The sky opened up and swallowed me whole.
I feel like crying.
Or so I wished.
I feel like crying.
She was the first person who was patient enough to heal my damaged sexuality.
Maybe it's a bad, bad thing.
And it had been a long and tenuous process.
Maybe it's a bad, bad thing.
I finally felt that I could trust her enough to let go of most of the accumulated baggage I carried around. She gently encouraged me while I unpacked my secrets and brought them into the light. Camping with Mrs. C, confusion about my father, the lake by the dance building, and assured me that I was all right, that it would all be okay. She promised me, one spring night 7 years earlier, while walking through the dark streets of Baltimore, that she would never hurt me. The look in her eyes when she made this promise was overwhelming, and any last shred of resistance I had to falling in love with her disintegrated.
Got the time to wonder why she left me. It's a slow, sad Spanish song. I knew the words, but I sang them wrong. She's gone. How the world has changed. Watching a blue sky begin to rain.
It was a relief to me, but it must have been a heavy burden for her, knowing how fragile I was and how careful she had to be. Things had been going badly for her at work, and our discussions about having a baby had stalled, and she desperately wanted some kind of change, something positive to look forward to. She knew that playing with birth control would devastate me, would break her promise. But for a moment, she didn't care. Her needs outweighed mine, as they must occasionally do, and she acted on them. She immediately knew it was the wrong thing to do, and so she screwed up her courage, took responsibility for her actions, and told me what she had done.
It's a big blue Spanish sky. I lay on my back and watch clouds roll by. I only wish I could make you cry like I do.
I am very bad with confrontation. I was so hurt and felt so betrayed that I just clammed up. I couldn't think of anything to say because the only thing going on in my brain was, "Ah!" And I couldn't bring myself to say that. So I just lay there on the bed, staring at the ceiling, wishing everything would go away. It was a bad time.
The world was on fire and no one could save me but you. Strange what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. And I never dreamed
one of the worst things about it was that the only person who really understood how badly I had been hurt was the one who had done the hurting. I just couldn't explain to anybody why this was such a big deal. It was like trying to tell somebody about a particularly terrifying nightmare. More often than not, the details of a nightmare are not particularly scary, and no matter how hard you try to explain the underlying emotion, it just comes out sounding weak and unconvincing. That was me, trying to explain and get sympathy for G's betrayal. It just didn't translate, and I was stuck. Alone with my festering soul.
What a wicked thing to say. You never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do. To make me dream of you. And I want to fall in love.
A couple of days later, G went out of town for a conference. And I just holed up in the apartment, licking my wounds, and playing the new Chris Isaak CD, Forever Blue. Written as a response to breaking up with his girlfriend, Forever Blue covers all the breakup bases. From rage to self-pity to denial to, finally, acceptance.
Nobody ever warns you or tells you what to do. She walks away, you're left to stay alone, forever blue.
I couldn't have asked for a better balm. I knew we weren't going to split up over this, but I enjoyed pretending we might, and wallowing in all the selfish emotions that I felt, feeling injured and misunderstood. At first, I just focused myself on the opening track, Baby Did a Bad, Bad Thing. But as my self-pity softened, I allowed that there was more going on than just she was evil and I was innocent, and, reluctantly, I began to dig a little deeper. With a willingness to dig a little deeper came a willingness to try therapy, and I started driving out once a week to the quiet woods of Topanga Canyon, and, with help, started carefully unraveling some of the knots that I always avoided.
Something in me, dark and sticky. All the time it's getting strong. The way you're dealing with this feeling can't go on like this too long. This time you've gone too far. This time you've gone too far. This time you've gone too far. I told you, I told you, I told you, I told you. This time you've gone too far. This time you've gone too far. This time you've gone too far. I told you, I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't talk back. Just drive the car. Shut your mouth. I know what you are. Don't say nothing. Keep your hands on the wheel. Don't turn around. This is for real.
Digging in the dirt. Sternly I need support. I'm digging in the dirt. Find the places I got hurt.
Ultimately, it was a good thing, and I came to a better understanding of myself and my motivations, but it was rough going for a while there, and I was beginning to wonder if I'd be forever blue, too. There are those that say a break in a relationship is like breaking a bone, and there are those that say it's like tearing skin. A broken bone, though it eventually heals, is never as strong as it was before the break. It never fully recovers. Torn skin, however, forms a scab, which turns into a scar, and that scar tissue is stronger in that spot than it was before the break. I prefer to think of that moment, lying in bed, looking up at the sea, as a tear in my heart. Once the immediate wounds healed and I was able to let go of that first track, I came to love the second one best. Whether or not I could relate to the content of the song, I found it to be a perfectly constructed pop song. It has the ineffable inevitability that great pop songs have, and once it starts, it doesn't seem like it could come out any other way.
I know somebody and they cry for you. They lie awake at night and dream of you. I bet you never even know they do, but somebody's crying. I know somebody and they called your name a million times and still you never came. They go on loving you just the same. I know that somebody's trying. So please.
Somebody's life.
Chris Isaak is a model handsome California singer-songwriter whose career was given a huge boost by the inclusion of his wonderful songs Wicked Game and Blue Spanish Sky on the soundtrack to David Lynch's Wild at Heart. Lynch has an unerring ability to pick musical collaborators who can strike deep into the teenage collective unconscious, and many of Isaac's songs sound like they could be from any period from the 1950s on.
Give me a sign and let me know we're through. If you don't love me like I love you, but if you cry at night the way I do, I'll know that somebody's lying. So please.
Somebody's Lying is one of my favorite songs to sing along with, and because it represents that moment when things were the toughest, and, more importantly, because we got through those times, it has become my favorite song of his, commemorating the scars on my heart that made it so much stronger.